Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Colossians chapter 2, we were taught that the fullness of the absolute Godhead dwells in Jesus. Let's continue with that subject today.
The word Godhead is found only three times in the New Testament, Romans 1:20, in Acts 17:29, and then right here in our text in Colossians chapter 2. Now, the Greek word in this passage basically means that in the Son dwells all the fullness of the absolute Godhead. Not just rays of divine glory that lift up His person, not an energy that lifted up His person for a season with a splendor that wasn't His own. No, He was, and He is, and He always will be, absolute and perfect God. Now, as stated earlier, it's not this modernistic theory that says divinity was in Him as in us, but it was only to a greater degree. Paul is stating it strongly. Jesus is Almighty God in the flesh. This fullness dwelt in Him bodily. That means the fullness dwells in Him as one having a body. Let us imagine an engine of first quality is handmade and tested. It's perfect. Then a shell is prepared for it, that is, a car body. Now, the engine already has a body of its own, but then the one hand-making the engine begins to hand-make a body around the engine until it's all complete. Well, that baby born at Christmas was already a God body. He then entered Mary by spirit and began forming a tent, or a human body, of flesh about Him. That baby Jesus was one person with two natures, and we call that the God-man. The fullness this book is teaching dwelt in Him from conception to His ascension into heaven, and even now is at the right hand of the Father. Jesus is the totality of divine powers and attributes. He was, and He is, and He always will be, very God, and He is also now very man. His deity always existed. There is never a time in eternity past where His deity did not exist. His humanity began in Mary. That is why we call Him Son of God. Now, Mary is not divine. Mary is not deity. In Luke 1:47, we read this, "And my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior." Now, Mary is calling God her Savior. She's calling Him the Savior of her life. Now, if she was deity, she would not need a Savior. Let's look at some greater proof in Luke 2:24, "And to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons." Basically, this is fulfilling the law. Now, let me read what the law says in Leviticus 12:7-8. "Who shall offer it before the Lord and make an atonement for her," that's an atonement for her, the mother, not the baby, "and she shall be cleansed from the issue of her blood. This is the law for her that hath born a male or a female, and if she not be able to bring a lamb, then she shall bring two turtle doves or two young pigeons, the one for the burnt offering and the other for a sin offering. And the priest shall make an atonement for her, and she shall be cleaned." Now, Mary offered a sin offering, and she wasn't telling a lie. when she was offering a sin offering. In other words, she wasn't offering a sin offering and she had not sinned. She was a sinner. Jesus became a sin offering for us, but he was not a sinner. He never offered a sin offering, but instead he became the sin offering for us. Now, my friend, what those verses are telling us is this. Mary, after the birth of Jesus, went and offered her burnt offering and a sin offering according to the law, because she was a sinner. And God was her Savior, and this was Almighty God that she had borne in the flesh. So, my friend, understand, as the Virgin Mary did, you have to confess your sins to God, and you need to call upon Him, that is, call upon the Lord, to save your soul. And you can't call upon this preacher, you can't call upon a priest, you can't call upon anybody else but Jesus Christ for your salvation. What child is this? This is Almighty God in human flesh. And because of this, the Christian is made complete in Him. And that's what verse 10 is teaching of Colossians 2. And ye are complete in Him, which is the head of all principality and power. Now, why? Because your fullness comes from His fullness. In Christ is the satisfaction of every spiritual want. There is no substitute for Christ. In Him, we have all that we need. When a believer goes into this world, or he is taken by man-made systems, it is always because he feels he lacks something Jesus Christ cannot supply. Too often we just don't wait on the Lord. Thank God for Job, who didn't abandon the Lord when he felt God wasn't talking to him or caring about his problems. Please, my friend, understand, Jesus is the head of all principality and power. That word head is defined as overall, superior, in charge of all principalities and powers, or angels or demons of any type. We do not need angelic powers when we have Jesus. Pray to Jesus, not angels. I don't pray that an angel will help me. I know they're ministering spirits, but I pray that the Spirit of God will help me. That's much higher. What a shame when we as Christians do not endure hardness. 2 Timothy 2:3 says, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Hebrews 12:12, wherefore lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees. Learn to endure and learn to wait on the Lord. And since in Him all the fullness dwells, we next see John 14:6, where Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. There is no way anyone is going to make heaven but through Jesus Christ. Do not depend upon works or religion, baptism, church membership, penance, doing the best you can, or anything that is the work of your hands. In Isaiah 64, verse 6, it says, but we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. Now, that word complete in Colossians 2:10, you're complete in Him, is a picture word in the Greek. It's the idea of a ship that is fully rigged and equipped for its voyage. It is only when you are in Him that you're in the ship and you are equipped. When you're in Him, He is in you. There are barges which have to be towed. Then there are sailboats that must depend upon favorable winds. But then there are the great ocean liners that have the power of their engines within to triumph over winds and waves and the storms. And my friend, only Christ can take you through life's storms and deliver you safely to heaven's harbor. But He must be as the engine inside of you. What is the boarding pass to the ship of Zion? It is the blood of Jesus Christ. It pays in full, regardless of how sinful you are or were. But He must be received, believing in His payment and His resurrection. You know, some people have a fear of riding on a boat. They won't get on a boat because they have a fear of the water. And so to go on a cruise or something of that nature, that would just be out of the question. And yet you could take that person and show them a great ocean liner vessel that's the most modern, the best of all, and let him or her be introduced to the captain and find out it's a great captain, a great crew. And you could probably get them to believe and agree that that ocean liner could sail them from one point to the next point. However, if they have that fear, they're not going to get on. And so they have a belief that is a head belief. It's a serious head belief that the ocean liner can carry them safely, but they do not have a heart belief. They're not willing to get on it, to trust it, even though it may be a free ticket. My friend, we have a free ticket. It's the blood of Jesus Christ, but you have to get on. You have to receive him as your Lord and Savior. He has already made the payment. Believing yourself to be a sinner, undeserving of going to heaven, you receive his grace and mercy, his forgiveness, by calling upon him. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." What child is this? The one who came to die for your sins and to raise up to give you everlasting life. And my friend, if he humbled himself to leave heaven and come to earth to be born in the smelly stable for you, can't you humble yourself to walk an aisle and receive him as your personal God and Savior? Can you not humble yourself right where you are, right now listening to this broadcast, and call upon him to save your soul? You say, "Oh, yes, I would like to do that." Then, my friend, just admit your need. "I am a sinner. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God," the Bible says. And be willing to repent from sin. Acts 17:30, it says, "God commandeth all men everywhere now to repent, because he has appointed a day in which he will judge the world." Repent. Turn from your sin. Turn from depending upon yourself. And then believe that Jesus Christ died for you on the cross, and that he was buried, and that he rose from the dead. "For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made to salvation." We're told that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. My friend, the Bible tells us in 1 Peter 2:24 that Jesus Christ bore our sins in his own body on the tree. Your penalty's been paid. But my friend, although the ticket is a ticket of blood that's been paid in full, you still have to get on Zion's ship. Receive him as your Lord and Savior. Why not through prayer call upon the Lord and ask him to be your Savior? Why not just pray this prayer where you are right now? "Dear God, I know I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his precious blood on the cross and died for my sin. I am willing to turn from sin. I right now invite Jesus Christ to come into my heart and my life as my personal God and Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen." Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you just asked the Lord to save you, write us and let us know. I have a booklet titled Building Blocks, and I will send you that booklet absolutely free. And I do see that my time is up, so I want to thank you for listening in today. And my friend, may the lamp of God's Word be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all, secure in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible says.